Incoming transmission from the Janeway Podcast Program. This is Captain Janeway of the USS Voyager speaking. I command the most advanced research vessel in the Alpha Quadrant. Of course, it's now marooned in the Delta Quadrant. My crew and I must do whatever it takes to get home safely, or die trying. I prefer the former, but we'll see, because I'm insane. Yes, captaining is a stressful job, but somebody's gotta do it. That's how I spend my days. But by night, I'm just killing time and wagging my chin. I've discovered an old holodeck program called the Podcasting Studio. I found an eager-to-please ensign with a chill tood to help me run the program. So go ahead, delete the wife. And come, listen to me unwind and chat about my day with whoever's around.
Subscribe to the Janeway Podcast Program, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you were.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
W-L-H-R.
This is Fresh Scare. I'm Sherry Disgusting, broadcasting to you from the underworld. My guest today is the ghost of Charles Bronson, a great actor who embodied and emboldened Hollywood machismo for decades, inspiring millions of men around the world to be complete assholes with films like The Mechanic, Machine Gun Kelly, and of course, the Death Wish franchise.
Any chance of catching these men?
There's a chance, sure.
Just a chance.
I'd be less than honest if I gave you more hope, Mr. Kersey.
This is Paul Kersey. This is the story of a man who decided to clean up the most violent town in the world.
Unlike modern tough guy actors, Bronson earned his ruggedness the old-fashioned way. He was born Charles Bruchinsky, the 11th child of Lithuanian immigrants in Pennsylvania during the Great Depression. After high school, he worked in a coal mine, then drafted into World War II. Charles, what kind of ghost are you? Vengeful? Or are you now at peace?
I would say it's a little bit of both. It just depends on what you deal with from day to day in the afterlife. Sometimes it's peaceful, and sometimes they're just punks.
You encounter a lot of punks in the underworld?
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. You know, you're up here with a lot of different people. Kurt Cobain, for one.
You're not a Nirvana fan.
No, it's just not my style.
Charles Bronson, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, you know, Frank Sinatra. Frank and I hang out a little bit. Backstage, you know, eating some grapes, enjoying a carrot stick or two. Maybe even some buttermilk. And I watch him sing. What a beautiful voice.
Buttermilk and grapes. That sounds extremely refreshing.
It truly is. Now, I can tell that you might be judging me.
Not at all. I'm a slime monster. I enjoy cold and slushy things. Let's go back a bit and talk about how you started your acting career. So, after the war, you met a young actor, married her, and moved around in Philadelphia's art circles. on the recommendation of an acquaintance, you took acting classes.
Yeah.
Are you mad that Bill Hader stole your life story for his HBO show, Barry?
Who is that?
Bill Hader is a gifted comedic actor and impressionist.
No, I don't like impressionists. Unless it's Rich Little, the best in the biz.
Rich Little is still alive?
Correct. He holds seances. He says, Bronson Boyo, where are you? But he does it in a Johnny Carson impression.
Do you talk back to him? Do you let him know you're out there?
Sometimes I do, but then I like to be a little scamp. And I say, hey, it's me, Marilyn Monroe. And he gets all excited. And then I go, gotcha. Aha.
Are you looking forward to Rich Little's inevitable death so you can hang out with him in the underworld?
Not really. He's a casual acquaintance and, you know, I'm not really much for hanging out with clowns.
You seem to have a real disdain for both punks and clowns.
That's right. I don't like them. I'm a serious man.
So, speaking of impressionists and vocal performers, you yourself had a speech impediment.
No, I didn't.
Even with your speech impediment, it's clear you were more suited for film than stage acting since you possessed... how do I say this? I watched some of your earlier films, and I realized your body was absurd.
In what way? Please clarify. I don't understand what you're getting at.
You were essentially the Channing Tatum of 1950s Hollywood. How did
you stay... What about potato chips?
How did you stay ripped throughout your career?
Oh, you mean my body, my physical state.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, back then you didn't have to do much. You know, I worked so many odd jobs. For a while, I was doing freelance logging. You chop some wood, you lift some wood. And then also I just had what you would consider a paleo diet.
Grapes and buttermilk are paleo?
Correct. And I would run about, 20 miles every day.
20 miles? Wow. Where would you run?
Here and there, around Hollywood. Sometimes I would run all the way up to Anaheim and back.
During the latter half of your earthly career, before signing on to a film, you would often request that your second wife, Jill Ireland, also be cast in the movie.
Correct.
Do you think today... you would be more famous for being a wife guy than a tough guy?
Tough guys are wife guys. Because you gotta be tough if you wanna love. And I love my wife. Not many people know that a lot goes into love. Have you ever been in love?
I'm a slime monster. It's hard to...
Well, do you love your slime?
I do. I love myself. Yes, I do.
And sometimes that's hard, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense.
Coming up later in the show, we'll check in with our culture critic, The Crypt Keeper, and his latest film review.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. My guest today is the ghost of actor Charles Bronson. After establishing your mysterious tough guy persona, you gained international fame for appearing in European action flicks such as Once Upon a Time in the West.
You bring a horse for me?
Well, looks like we're shy of one horse.
You brought too many.
Even though you felt a sense of personal disappointment in your career as a tough guy actor, your work was highly influential. In particular, Quentin Tarantino not only cites your movies as an inspiration, he dedicated the movie Kill Bill to you. How does it feel to be an influence on a new generation of creepy weirdo filmmakers?
Well, Tarantino is a unusual guy. I met him a few times before I passed on. You know, if he gets that out of my movies, then so be it. People get different things. Some people enjoy them. Some people hate them. Like the rotten Roger Ebert.
Oh, you're referring to his increasingly deprecating reviews of the Death Wish series.
He just doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it. He'll bring it up, and I say, "Hey, boyo, didn't you write a filthy script about dolls or something?"
You're referring to Ebert's collaboration with Russ Meyer on the film Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
It was hippie junk. He's the kind of guy I'd go after in my Death Wish movies.
It sounds like you have a lot of beef with Roger Ebert. Is there any particular way in which you would take revenge or settle the score?
Well, I would probably torture him over a long period of time. Kind of gaslight him, is what you call it. First, I would change his pants. Make the hem a little bit smaller every month. He's like, "Wait a minute, I can't grow anymore." And then, of course, after that, I'll start sending him letters from Jimi Hendrix. And then he'll get all excited because he loves Hendrix. And I'll say, "Meet me here at the Heaven Cafe." And then he'll show up all excited. And then he'll wait and wait and wait, and there will be no Hendrix. And then I'll show up, and I'll have a little smirk. I go, "What's wrong? Well, you stood up."
Mm-hmm.
And he'd cry and cry and cry, and I'd offer him a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he'd get on my shoulder, punch him in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd punch him again.
Let's pivot to your post-mortem career. In 2003, you passed away, and in 2004, you starred in Life Wish, a film about a ghost who sends murdered spirits back to Earth with the help of his magical ungun, which sucks bullets back into its barrel. Here's a clip.
"Get on your knees and pray for life.
You're never gonna send me back, Kersey! You hear? You're never gonna send me back!"
"That's what you think."
"Huh?"
Bang, bang. You're alive.
A lot of underworld dwellers were deeply offended by the concept of this film, which seemed to glorify life. How did you respond to critics like Dead Roger Ebert when they said things like that?
Well, you know, life is part of death. And if you want to reject life, then that's on you, boyo. It's just a part of our underworld.
The other thing about the underworld is that it's very peaceful. So your character was running around the underworld, specifically causing mischief, to then send people back to life.
So you've seen it?
Of course, yes. That's my job.
And what did you think of it?
I thought it had its moments.
And what were those moments?
Well, I was quite offended by the...
Here we go.
You know, I'll say this. I really thought the special effects were the best I'd seen for unguns
Yes.
You know, it's not as cheesy as it had been in the past. So I really appreciated the CGI, the care that went into those effects.
Believe it or not, it's Ray Harryhausen. He leveled up.
We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Peter Slaykill, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Kill Me. And I like to play a little game. Every week on Wait, Wait, Don't Kill Me, I kidnap and torture some of the funniest comedians in the country with my impossible-to-answer questions about this week's headlines. On the next episode, Naomi Ekperigin has to pass my pop culture pop quiz to escape with her life.
Why is this happening to me? And why is Peter Slaykill a little puppet on a tricycle?
That's Wait, Wait, Don't Kill Me. Only on Underworld Public Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. My guest today is Charles Bronson, who is deceased. In 2014, you appeared in a movie called The Magnificent 7238, which featured every deceased actor who's ever appeared in a Western. Here's a clip.
I know there's a lot of people here, but we're about to go up against our biggest threat. The other 12,000 banditos. There are 7,000 plus of us, and we're all mad as hell. And we're all manly men. You've seen us before. And now we're all together. Like some kind of supergroup. Isn't that right, John Wayne?
That's right. We're gonna show 'em what we're made of.
Isn't that right, Slim Pickens?
Well, surely. Sure is.
Isn't that right, man number two?
Correct.
So? Are you going to step up, or are you going to lay down?
What was it like working with Paul Newman, Slim Pickens, John Wayne, Cary Grant, Gary Cooper, James Garner, and the other 7,232?
They were okay.
Wow.
I don't know what you expect from me. I'm a man of few words. It's just a movie. It's a bunch of actors. What do you think it's like?
I don't know. I've never been in a movie. I'm a radio host.
Well, have you ever been around people?
Living humans or other underworld dwellers?
Just anyone.
Sure, mostly through, the microphone.
Well, that's what it's like.
Okay.
You have conversations. Sometimes you look at each other. Sometimes you share a laugh. And then you're on your way, 'cause I gotta get home to dinner.
Speaking of the Magnificent 7238, it was inspired by the film The Magnificent Seven. Supposedly, the original title of that film was The Magnificent Sexy Cowboy Men. What was the sexual tension like between you, Yul Brynner, and Steve McQueen?
What was the sexual tension like?
I'm asking for a friend.
Well, I'll say this. There was a thick musk in the air. And you know, it's Hollywood. Well, curious. There's nothing wrong with it. And of course, we had a fight so that we wouldn't be hard all the time. And that's okay.
Charles Bronson, if you were in Hollywood today, would you be under contract with DC or Marvel?
From what I remember, DC was a little bit more darker, hardcore. I believe there was a character named Lobo I was trying to be in a movie, a Superman movie, but it never happened because, as you know, I was with Canon Films and they made Superman 4. So I went to Golan and Globus and I said, make me Lobo, bastards. They just kind of laughed and said, don't worry, you'll be Lobo soon. And of course, it never happened. So probably DC.
What attracted you to the character of Lobo, Charles Bronson?
Well, he's a loose cannon. And he only does what he wants. He's a space biker, if you will. He's brutal. He's honest. He doesn't get along with everyone. So does that sound like anybody you know?
I don't know you, Charles Bronson. So if you're insinuating...
I meant my movie persona.
Oh, okay.
I'm a nice guy in real life.
You don't seem unnice.
Look, I know I can be a hard bastard. I'm aware of it. But my heart's in the right place.
One last question. What's the most terrifying experience you can think of?
Probably not having punks to waste.
So that sounds like maybe it's boredom?
If you say so.
It sounds like you need constant punks to waste.
People say that I actually invite it into my life. And maybe they're right.
I think they are. Charles Bronson, thank you so much for appearing
on... That's it?
Fresh Scare.
I appreciate it. Being on your little program.
It's not a little program, but I appreciate you appreciating being on Fresh Scare.
Sometimes it's beneath me.
What? What? Sometimes this show is beneath you?
Correct.
And why is that?
Just depends on the guests that you have.
Oh, you listen to my show?
Of course.
Are there any other radio shows or podcasts that you enjoy that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, there's one I wouldn't say enjoy, but it's called The Canon Cannon, and they cover the films of Canon. I just talked about Golan and Globus earlier. And they actually spent the time to watch all the Death Wish movies, plus some other Bronson classics, so I have to respect them for that. But they're clowns. They're wasting their life. Who are they doing this for?
Charles Bronson, thank you so much.
If you say so.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on Fresh Scare.
I enjoyed being on your little program.
Thank you so much for being on Fresh Scare.
Some people say I have a problem trying to get the last word in.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much for being on Fresh Scare.
Sure.
Thank you so much for being on Fresh Scare. We'll be right back after a short message from our sponsors. You're listening to Fresh Scare, broadcasting to you from the underworld. And now, our culture critic, the Crypt Keeper, reviews Dix, the musical.
Disgusting, crude, and absurd. I cannot stop raving about Dix, the musical. A first for the artsy-fartsy production house, Slay 24. This eye-popping musical has to be seen to be believed. Newcomers, Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson the Ripper, have taken the beloved Disney classic, The Parent Trap, dissected it, and added some hilarious show tunes and an all-star cast. They've created a Frankenstein's monster of over-the-top entertainment. But beware, kiddies. This musical is not for the faint of heart. There were many parts of Dix that even I had a hard time swallowing. However, Dix is carried by its side-splitting performances from Nathan Payne, both Megan's Mullally and The Stallion, and of course, Josh Shark Attack and Aaron Jack Son of Sam's Club. Okay, all right, hold on. However, the breakout performances of Dicks absolutely belong to the Sewer Boys. And I'm not just saying that because I used to do improv with them back in New York. These Sewer Boys steal the show, and they will steal your hearts. Literally. For In Touch Magazine, I'm the Crypt Keeper.
The Crypt Keeper reviewed Dicks, the musical, now in theaters, unless it's already on streaming. Or maybe it's in both. Fresh Scare is a left-handed radio product, written and performed by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova. Our guest for this episode was Frank Garcia Hell. Charles Bronson. If you like our show and would like to support us, sign up at patreon.com/lefthandedradio. Members receive early ad-free episodes and bonus material. Please rate and review our show wherever you get your podcasts and tell your friends about us too. Thank you for listening.
This is a left-handed radio product.